Yeah, so that was an interesting Bible reading, wasn't it? How do you really follow that one? When I was a school chaplain, you might have heard me recount this tale before, but when I was a school chaplain, a lot of my work involved helping young people with issues of self-esteem. The school I worked mainly in aimed to offer hope and improve that self-esteem, working with whole year groups, using a charity called Human Utopia. The first thing Human Utopia asked the children, the young people, to do on their morning was to talk about the unspoken pecking order. Who in the big year group was top dog? And who was the lowest of the low? And that's a big undertaking. I mean, it's fine if you're top of the pile, if you're like me and you're intelligent and you're sporty and you're handsome. Might stay in Uganda. But if you knew that you were at the bottom of the pile, imagine how that must have felt. Well, the groups of pupils did this, which then led them to talking about a whole range of issues about that pecking order. Where were they in that pecking order? And it was quite revealing, really, and quite emotional to watch. One particular lad I was working with during the year found that his revelation that he was really quite at the bottom of the pile. And he found that quite inspiring, because he wanted to do something about that. He wanted to change his situation. I won't go into the detail now, but suffice to say, he felt that he could help others around him to improve his and their lot. Now imagine Amos, a bottom-of-the-pile shepherd. Shepherd turned prophet. He lived in the north of the southern kingdom of Judah. I think in a couple of weeks' time, Andrew might be doing a short summary of where the Old Testament prophets kind of come and where they were in geography and history. But God had told Amos to speak judgment against his people. Firstly, to Judah, and then across the border in Israel. Amos might have felt bottom of that pile. But more than this was the message that God wanted Amos to get across to both the kingdoms. The treatment that the people were giving God. God saw through the way that they were worshipping. And Amos' message was to declare God's judgment upon them for not doing what was required of them. True worship through acting justly and with righteousness. This series on the prophets, as I explained last week, is one that I'm still trying to get to grips with. The prophets are important to us because they are part of Scripture. We look at them firstly through their own lens. Next, we see them through the background of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then we look to see how they might say, what they might say to us today. The church leaders and I met this week. I explained that I still felt ill-equipped for our service today and asked whether it would be okay to take a shortcut. Something I don't often like to do, but because of this week's circumstances and our situation, together with my impending fortnight away in Uganda, Andrew Faraday reminded me just a little while ago that 2 weeks ago we only had a 10-minute sermon and everybody survived. So all that said, I'd like us to start this morning with the book of Amos in just 7 minutes. The Bible Project has done the hard work for me and amazingly links together the history of Amos together with his prophecy to both kingdoms that used to worship God. After we've had this 7-minute presentation, I'll bring our message to an end with a challenge. So what about Amos?